Everyone, we're going to begin as the rest of our church family joins us. I'm going to read from Isaiah 9, a well-known section from Isaiah chapter 9. This is Isaiah talking about the birth and the reign of the Prince of Peace. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence as with the gladness of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle of tumult, and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. What an awesome word from Isaiah, who lived and spoke centuries. I mean, we're talking 600, 700 years before Christ was born. And those are the words that he spoke.
To understand what God has willed, what God has planned, I only know at His right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take Him at His word indeed. Christ died to save me this time. My Savior loves, my Savior is, my Savior's all.
Go to number 87 in your hymnals. Number 87. We're going to sing this song. Very familiar, but O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And pay attention. There's a lot of words. There's 5 verses to this song. Also know that there are a lot of notes and a lot of chords. So we will do our best to keep up here. But please sing out and pay attention to these words. This is a profound song about Emmanuel and God with us and what that means.
Rejoice.
something everyone needs.
Everyone needs compassion. Love that's never failing. Let mercy come along me. Everyone needs forgiveness. The kindness of a Savior.
Conquer the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. God, I thank you that everything we sang about this morning is true. That you are Emmanuel, that you are our Savior. And as we just sang, that you are the hope of nations. We come before you this morning with many things on our list, many things on our minds and on our hearts. As we look over this list of people who need a touch of healing, those who are mourning the loss of life, the loss of loved ones, those who are anticipating and celebrating new life, those who are taking your hope to the nations, even as we speak, as we gather here, they are among the nations. And as we think of our world, we find peace and safety and hope when we consider Emmanuel, God with us. So we pray those things today, God. I pray for these different situations, for these families on this list, for people around the world, for situations around the world. And I pray that each individual, each family, each nation would come to know God with us. And may we know that today. In our gathering and in our hearts. We pray all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and the hope of nations. Amen. Alrighty, good morning. We're going to have our Advent reading this morning at this point. So Scott and Erica are going to lead us in that. Come on down.
All right, this morning's Advent reading is Isaiah 40:1-5. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Scott and Erica. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you that you are the comfort to all people, that you are the good news. As Mike Shirley said this morning in Sunday school, how powerful the words of hope that for unto us a child is born. So we ponder those things today and we receive that hope. Help us to walk in it. Amen. Okay. So some announcements here for you. We got quite a lot going on this season, which is great. The first thing you may have noticed is that Mary is not here. If you did not hear or check your email, the Weavers did welcome their the eighth member of their family into the world Thursday night, right? Late Thursday night. And it is a boy, okay? It's a boy, which brings our total to 4 and 4, so they're nice and balanced now. Where will they stop? Nobody knows. So I'm not sure. You'll have to ask them. But they've got the nice balance going on. The force balance has been brought to the force in the Weaver home. But we do pray for them today as they are just enjoying some family time and recovering and enjoying the new special life in their home. So, you notice my dad is also not here. He's visiting Christ the King, where he, if you remember, he had been the interim pastor there for a time and has a very good relationship with that church. So he's visiting there this morning and spending time with them. So we'll pray for their gathering as well. What that means is that I'm in charge. So you should be afraid, right? No, I'm just kidding. I'll try and behave myself. Let's see, some announcements here. In regards to the Weavers, normally, you know, we'd be taking meals to them and coordinating that. The Weavers have expressed, however, knowing that it is the holiday season and that the Nixdorfs have been in need of some meals, that we've been coordinating meals for the Bachmans, I believe, and I don't know if there's anyone else I'm forgetting at this point, but seeing as that being the case, and on top of it, the holiday season when you're preparing meals for other things, the Weavers have, you know, all but insisted and said, look, we don't want to stretch people too thin, so don't worry about bringing meals. However, I am also aware that for some of you, you're like, hey, that's my baby holding time. So I take the food and I hand them a plate of food and then they have to give me the baby while they take the food. So I also understand that, right? If you would really, really like to, you know, if you just are stubborn and would like to bless them with a meal, I think Megan has volunteered to serve as coordinator for meals for the Weavers. But please know that you are free not to. They're not expecting it. And, you know, you get to the eighth one, and it's like, come on. Like, you know, it's fair of us to be like, hey, you know, we brought you enough meals. I'm just kidding. That's not true. Also in the announcements, poinsettia orders, poinsettia, however you want to pronounce it. Those pretty red flowers, okay, which you're not supposed to eat, right? These forms are in the bulletin, okay, so fill those out. Please hand those in today. Should these go in the plate? Is that right, Madge? Yeah, so you can put those in the plate, please. And that's always, it's always neat to have those up here in the front of the church, making it a little more beautiful up here. Okay, caroling is next Sunday. We are having our time for caroling. Remember, the schedule has changed, however. We're going to have the children's pageant, their Christmas program, during the service next Sunday. There will be no sermon, okay? And if anybody cheers, you're going to be in trouble. there will be no sermon, okay? So the kids' presentation will be kind of our message for the day, which will be better than any sermon that myself or my dad or anyone else could come up with. It's always a joy to hear from the kids. So the kids will present, and then we will have lunch immediately following the service. I would imagine that the service will be a little bit shorter, which will be nice, because then we can get lunch and get on the way to caroling and blessing the people that we're going to go sing to. On that note, next Sunday, parents of young children, please hear this. Next week, after we have our singing and worship time like we do every morning, in between that time and the children's program, we would like parents of young children to go get them from nursery care so that we can all be up here and no one has to miss the program by being down in the nursery, and the kids will all enjoy seeing the other kids, you know, being part of that program. And it should be a shorter service, so it should be manageable. So again, next week after worship, go down, get your kiddos, bring them back up, and we'll all be up here. We'll have a real family time next Sunday. We're continuing the Advent sermon series. This is a little bit random. I'm kind of jumbled with some of these, but
I wanted to say thank you to those who coordinated the ladies' tea yesterday. I heard it went really well and was a great time of fellowship. So I'm not exactly sure who all had part in that. I don't know if Madge did or Nan and Ginny or maybe Sandy. Was it? Okay, Nan, Sandy, and Ginny. Okay, so Sandy, I think, the one I see out there right now. So thank you very much, and it was a special time, and I think they want to do that again, so that's neat. Kids choir, practice this Tuesday is changed. The time for kids choir practice this Tuesday, in order to get ready for next week, they are going to practice from 6 o'clock to 7:30. This Tuesday, kids choir, 6 o'clock to 7:30, as opposed to the normal 6:15 to 7:15. 6 o'clock, 7:30. Christmas service. Our Christmas service will be Christmas Eve. We're not going to have a service on Christmas morning, so we'll have our Christmas Eve service. That'll be a special time as we gather. Please remember offerings to be faithful in your giving and to bless the work that God's doing here in this body. So thank you for your support in that regard. I think that's just about everything. Of course, we have the covered dish, the ping pong tournament, New Year's Eve, all that stuff, but that's coming up. So, anything else I missed? Yes? Sure.
I know that this is a really busy time, but if you look around at these little kiddos, they have been practicing for 8 to 10 weeks for this musical. They work so hard, and I just want to encourage everybody to please, please come out. Bring your family members, aunts and uncles, grandparents, bring friends. It's just really a delight to see them celebrate the birth and the expectation of the birth of Jesus. And I don't know if anybody is on Facebook, but John Hobbs just wrote the most amazing thing this week about looking to Christmas through the eyes of a child. And it was just so neat that if I could print it off for everybody, I would. Maybe I can. But, you know, these children really bring the innocence and the love of Jesus like no one else. So please come out next Sunday. We'd love to have you. Thanks.
Okay, and we're going to do a little bit of a different order today because I believe the children are helping us with the offering. So those kiddos who are helping with the offering, if you guys would come forward. I can just, if it's okay with Aaron, I can do it. That's fine. All righty. Distribute the plates here. They're pretty heavy. You got them? Two hands? Good job. All right, let's pray before you guys go, okay? Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the gifts that you have given to us. Countless they are, but the best one among them, your Son, Jesus Christ. So we are blessed by your generosity, and we give back to you now from our first fruits. We give you the best. So we do that not only with what we put in these plates, but what we have in our hearts with our time and all the other things you've given to us. So we praise you, we thank you, and we give a little bit back now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, break. Find a kid and put your money in the plate. You might have to flag them down if they're... I think Hattie's coming back. She's like, you over there. Yeah, you. You didn't put anything in here. Thank you, kids. Great job. Way to go. Okay, please take a moment this morning. Greet one another in the name of the Lord.